what you're trying to do is you're kind of locked in a game against the attacker, a potential attacker. So what the attacker is constantly trying to do is guess what you would do. So if a normal password of yours includes your name or maybe the year you were born, then these are all things that an attacker would look up and find out about you and then would use that against you. So what you're trying to do is be as unpredictable as possible with your password. If you also reuse your passwords for a number of different websites or accounts, then you're increasing how predictable you are, because it takes very little effort for an attacker to try a password that they found for you on another website. So if you use the same password for your banking as you do for maybe your email and they gain access into one, you really just gave them access to both.